For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Someone shouting, "Allah Akbar, God is great," stabbed five people in a heavily touristed area of Paris. One person is dead, two badly hurt, and two others are slightly injured. Police officers shot and killed the assailant, and authorities have now opened a terrorism investigation. Jim Bitterman in Paris says the use of a knife is somewhat necessary.
It is a weapon that's used more frequently here simply because the gun control laws in France are such that it is difficult to get guns. It's not impossible, but it is difficult. And there have been a number of knife attacks, including some against police officers. It's more because it's the weapon that's available, not because it's the weapon of choice.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he salutes the courage of the police officers who neutralized the terrorist, and his thoughts are with the victims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WARN to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
North Korea says it will destroy its nuclear test site later this month, and foreign reporters are welcome to come watch. Analysts see it as a goodwill gesture ahead of a summit with President Trump. The Trump administration wants what it calls the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the North, and stresses that verification will be key. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's responding to a White House official's not-funny joke about his friend and fellow Senator John McCain. Kelly Sadler is quoted as saying attention didn't have to be paid to McCain because he's dying anyway.
It's a pretty disgusting thing to say. If it was a joke, it was a terrible joke. I just wish somebody from the White House would tell the country that was inappropriate. That's not who we are.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. So far, there's been no apology from the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The wedding of the century is now just a week away. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
We're just 1 week away from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding day. It's in Windsor, just west of London, where the royal wedding of the year will take place. Local councillor Philip Bicknell says more than 100,000 visitors are expected to come to town for the big day.
There's always going to be security implications, but we reckon we've got one of the best security forces in the world. So they've worked tirelessly behind the scenes to make sure they can do everything possible to make sure that it's a safe day for everybody.
If the royal couple decide to have children, what will they name them? The Social Security Administration came out yesterday with a list of most popular names. Liam was number one for boys in 2017. Noah led the way in 2016. For girls, Emma was the most popular name for the fourth straight year, followed by Olivia and Ava. One name that was used less seldom, Alexa. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
NASA is planning to send a tiny autonomous helicopter to Mars on its next rover mission to the Red Planet. The copter will be carried aboard the Mars 2020 rover as a technology demonstration to test its ability to serve as a scout and to reach locations not accessible by ground. The small craft weighs less than 4 pounds and has rotating blades that will spin at almost 3,000 RPM. That's necessary in the thin Martian atmosphere. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.